This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Fly with the Wind by the McCoy Tyner Big Band gets us airborne.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. That was a safe landing for Fly with the Wind by the McCoy Tyner Big Band from The Turning Point in 1992. McCoy first wrote the song for his 1976 album of the same name. His big band arrangement had four soloists. In order, Aaron Scott on drums, Joe Ford on alto sax, Doug Harris on flute, and McCoy Tyner himself on piano. That song was so long, how long was it, that there's only time for one more in this segment, also from 1992. John Nilsson with New October.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextacy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lex. That was John Nilsson with New October, which you heard in August from Sometimes Paris in 1992, the same year as McCoy Tyner Big Band's The Turning Point. I'm eager for October to get here for real because it means homecoming weekend here on WCWP and at LIU Post. New October was one of many songs used by the Weather Channel during their local forecasts in the mid-90s. John Nilsson wrote it and played piano and keyboard, which is one more instrument than McCoy Tyner played on Fly with the Wind. Jason Moore handled percussion and two guys played bass. David Friesen and Phil Baker. Another pair, Bob James and David Sanborn, lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
So I get this call from my grandma, and she's like,
here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Bob James and David Sanborn with a song written by their bass player, Marcus Miller. It's a tribute to the capital of Mozambique, Maputo.
Hi, this is Chiele Minucci of Special Effects, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And don't forget how to pronounce Mike's name. It's Shimeri, like Chiele, not Shimeri or Chiele.
Got it?
You're Chiele, but I'm Shimeri. That was Chiele's and George Jinda's Special Effects with Night Rhythm from Body Language in 1995. Chiele played guitar and wrote that with Steve Skinner, responsible for keyboards and drum programming. George was on percussion, Jerry Brooks on bass, and Armstead Christian with vocals. Before that, Bob James and David Sanborn with Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, from Double Vision in 1986. Get it? Because they're a duo. They joined forces again 27 years later on the acoustic-minded Quartet Humane. Double Vision was electric in nature. On Maputo, Bob, like Steve Skinner, played keyboards and drum programming. David was on alto sax. The song's composer, Marcus Miller, on bass. Paul Jackson Jr. on guitar. Steve Gadd on real drums. And African-flavored percussion by Paulinho da Costa, who's from Brazil in South America. Brazil was also colonized by Portugal at one point in its history. Well, let's go from night rhythm to sailing at night by another duo, Dave Grusin and his younger brother, Don Grusin. It's off their collaborative album, Sticks and Stones, on which they play everything, Sailing at Night.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was another Dave and a Don, Dave and Don Grusin, with Sailing at Night from Sticks and Stones in 1988. Sailing at Night was written by Don, who, along with older brother Dave, played everything you heard. Piano, keyboards, and drum machines, all by manufacturers like Yamaha, Roland, even the Atari 1040 ST, where they utilized the Hybrid Arts SMPTE track software. SMPTE refers to the SMPTE time code defined by the Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineers, S-M-P-T-E, SMPTE. Godzilla, without Kong, is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Stay where you are. Don't go away. Stay tuned. And other things that you say when you go to break.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Time for Nelson Rangel with an ode to everyone's favorite prehistoric sea monster, Godzilla.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
That's what Ryan says when I play the Rippingtons, and you just heard Bingo Jingo from 20th anniversary in 2006. That means this year marks their 35th anniversary. Bingo Jingo was written by founding member Russ Freeman, who played guitar. Greg Karukas was on piano, keyboards, and synth bass, Dave Carasone on drums, and the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpet, and Bill Reichenbach on trombone. Before that, someone who appeared on two Rippington's albums, Nelson Rangel with Godzilla from Turning Night into Day in 1997, 24 years before Godzilla vs. Kong and 35 years after King Kong vs. Godzilla. Michael Bearden wrote the ode to the kaiju, or strange beast, and played organ, keyboards, guitar, synth, and drum programming. Like with Maputo, there were actual drums on Godzilla, played here by Pooji Bell. Nelson was on alto sax, Mel Brown on actual bass, and another horn section. David Mann on tenor sax, Barry Danielian on trumpet, and Michael Davis on trombone. Hour one will end with Allison Brown on banjo, but first, going back to 2006, Schiltz, Paul Weimar, on tenor sax with Look What's Happened. That's radio, so hear what's happened.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air.
88.1 FM.
Online.
WCWP.org.
And on the go.
The WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with The Day Sweeps Back by Alison Brown, the last track on Quartet in 1996. Lots of day and night songs and albums in the case of Nelson Rangel tonight, and night and day, actually, turning night into day. The Day Sweeps Back was actually a duet without bass or drums. Allison, who wrote the song, was on banjo, and John R. Burr was on piano. Before that, Schiltz with Look What's Happened from Head Boppin', without an apostrophe, in 2006. Look What's Happened was written by Schiltz, tenor sax, and Jeff Leach, piano and Rhodes piano. Joining them were Rick Braun on trumpet and flugelhorn, Ross Bolton on guitar, Ricky Lawson on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Hour two begins with a pair of songs from 2021. It'll end with a quartet of 2021 songs, but let's tackle this pair for now. George Cables goes first with Roses Poses.
WCWP.
That's a pair of 2021 songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Second was Marc Antoine with California Haze from Something About Her, a 25th anniversary present for his wife, Rebecca. California Haze was written by Marc, heard on acoustic and electric guitars, along with any keyboards not played by Marco Bashi. Greg Vale was featured on tenor sax, with Lee Thornburg on trumpet and trombone, Andre Berry on bass, Gordon Campbell on drums, and percussion by Paul Brown, a guitarist himself, no relation to Mel or Allison. Before that, George Cables with Roses Poses, vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson's tribute to his wife, Rosemary, which George covered on Too Close for Comfort. It was a trio song with George, who played for Bobby in the past, on piano, Essiet Essiet on acoustic bass, Andre Berry was on electric, and Victor Lewis on drums. Vincent Ingala is next to cover a song. With the aid of DW3's vocals and Sam Sims' bass, Vincent plays everything else, especially tenor sax, on a cover of After Seven's Ready or Not. So hide, and I'll go seek you when it's over. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Vincent Ingala and DW3 with a cover of Ready or Not by After Seven on Echoes of the Heart in 2020. Ready or Not was written by Antonio, not Antoine, L.A. Reed, Antonio L.A. Reed, and Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, the younger brother of After Seven founders Melvin and Kevin Edmonds, for their eponymous 1989 debut release. Despite the title, it's not about hide-and-seek, but rather promising your special someone that you'll give her whatever she wants because you love her that much, and more. Vincent played tenor sax on his cover of Ready or Not, and most other instruments except for bass, which was played by Sam Sims. The trio DW3 sang vocals. We'll camp out in 2008, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hello?
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
The last two segments tonight are exclusive to 1 year, just as the first segment was last hour in 1992. The year for this segment is 2008, and it starts with David Benoit's cover of Dave Grusin, Mountain Dance.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken Navarro with the second of three 2008 songs in this segment, Nomad, from The Grace of Summer Light. Nomad was written by Ken, guitars, percussion, keyboards, and J. Rowe, piano, electric piano, keyboards. Tom Kennedy was on acoustic bass and Joel Rosenblatt on drums. Before that, David Benoit with Mountain Dance, a Dave Grusin composition on Heroes, a cover album. David was on piano and keyboard, singular, like John Nielsen, with David Hughes on acoustic bass, Jamie Tate on drums, and percussion by Brad Dutz. Back to guitar for the third 2008 song of the segment, and still another cover, Earl Klugh with Thelonious Monk's Baya.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, John. That was Earl Klugh closing out the all 2008 segment with Baya, B-Y-E-Y-A, from The Spice of Life. Thelonious Monk's Baya began life as Playhouse, but when Monk recorded it, producer Bob Weinstock wanted to call it Go. The Latin influence led Weinstock to ask for a Spanish translation, Baya, V-A-Y-A, which in turn led to the phonetic spelling, which I'm not going to repeat. Earl played acoustic guitar on this version of Baya with Jeff Cox, no relation to Dan Cox, on acoustic bass, Yonrico Scott on drums, no relation to fellow drummer Aaron, who we heard last hour with the McCoy Tyner Big Band, and an orchestra that was arranged and conducted by Don Sebesky, someone that Earl worked with back in their CTI days. 2021 is our last stop, starting with another appearance by J. Rowe, here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
J. Rowe returns to lead off this all 2021 segment with the Procrastinator Anthem, the opposite sentiment of Ready or Not, something you shouldn't say unless you want to be single. I'll love you later. WCWP.org. We're halfway through an all 2021 segment, and that was Dave Koz and Corey Wong with Family Reunion from the Golden Hour. The Shimeri Family Reunion was held 16 years ago this month. Lots of fun that night. Dave and Corey wrote Family Reunion and played tenor sax and electric guitar, respectively. The tenor sax solo, on the other hand, went to Kenny Holman, who was part of the horn section that included Steve Strand, Adam Meckler, Michael Nelson, and Sam Greenfield. Otherwise, Kevin Gastangue on piano and organ, Johannes Tona on bass, and Peter Janchik on drums. Peter was probably the guy that shouted, "Yeah!" at the end. Before that, J. Rowe with I'll Love You Later from Groove Reflections, a song written solely by Jay, who, as on Nomad by Ken Navarro, played piano and keyboards. Andy Abel was on guitar, Dave Anderson on bass, and Trevor Somerville on drums. Two 2021 songs left, starting with Wayman by Steve Cole, a tribute to the late, great Wayman Tisdale.
Hey, this is keyboardist Brian Simpson. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri
on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Brian gets to turn the lights out on this show, but the song before he spoke was Wayman by Steve Cole, a tribute to basketball player and bassist, or bass player, Wayman Tisdale from Smoke and Mirrors, like Sticks and Stones, in 2021. Steve wrote the tribute with David Mann, heard last hour with Nelson Rangel. Steve and Dave were both on tenor sax and synth bass, Steve as lead and Dave in the horn section along with flute. Dave also played keyboards and drum programming, but yet again there were real drums, played this time by Brian Dunn. Mel Brown, also on that Nelson Rangel song, played real bass and piccolo bass. At least the liner notes say that. I could barely hear him. Ricky Peterson was on organ and Byrne Shainhart on guitar. That leaves us with Brian Simpson and the first track on his 2021 album, All That Matters. So Many Ways is the title, and it was written by Brian, piano, and Nicholas Cole, no relation, programming. Backing them up, Ray Fuller on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Michael White on drums, and with percussion, Brian Kilgore. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So Many Ways by Brian Simpson takes us out. So long.